Darren, what's your assessment of the game tonight?
First of all, what an outstanding goal from an outstanding young talented footballer in O'Sullivan. Picks it up, steps inside, and it's a wonderful strike, let the truth be told. I did think for in parts in the game we were okay. I think we created some chances, you know, maybe unlucky with a few. Unlucky with a few, but outside that, look here, you're disappointed that you lose games of football, but what I'm pleased about is that we've been able to come to, for me, the champions in waiting and put a performance in, and a really good one. Unfortunately, we didn't get the result, but we got a good performance and we got a good shift. And we ended up like with a lot of young players on the pitch as well, so it's a great experience for them playing in front of a very, very passionate crowd who love their team and love their club and love their city, obviously. So it's a really, really good experience for all my young players. That's the first time some of them have been here in a game like that, where an atmosphere like that. So it's a real good learning curve for them.
Yeah, you mentioned Carlo Sullivan there, Darren. I was just talking to the Cork City manager, Tim Clancy, and he said that he reckons that his young player doesn't get enough protection. He probably wasn't necessarily talking about tonight, even though there was a lot of yellow cards in the game. But he was saying you've got to protect the young players in the league like that, you know.
Look, they're wonderful talents. I bring on a 16-year-old too, where half an hour to go, and Gavin McAteer, who showed every bit of much quality that he has as well. So, look, Tim's very similar to myself. He's not shy, and he's not afraid of playing the talented young boys. I do agree with him on certain aspects of that, because I think when you're a younger player and you're not a wee bit longer in the tooth and more experienced, people, referees maybe just don't look after you the way they should do. And you know, we have had that wee bit of an issue with Gavin McAteer as well, you know, and that's maybe just because some older boys in the league just don't like to see an exciting young talent getting the better of them, and he is certainly that. You know, Cork have a real crown jewel in their hands in O'Sullivan. I genuinely think Cork fans will maybe not appreciate this, but I think this kid will go on to bigger and better things. You know, he acquires so much talent. But no, look, I thought it was a decent game of football between two decent sides. And as I say, it was nice for me to be able to come here and pit my wits against Tim. You know, a lot of respect for him in the game and a lot of respect for what he's done. So it's always nice to challenge the best, and he's certainly up there.
Yeah, the most important thing for you, Darren, obviously, is to keep Finn Harps in those playoff positions and to be there at the end when it counts.
Well, the thing was, like, at the start of the season, it was just improve the football club, but now obviously expectations have lifted and the fans get a wee bit of itchy feet, and you know, everyone's talking about the playoffs. The playoffs were never a target for us, if truth be told, at the very start. But look, we've been in the playoff position all season. 12 games to go. We've only 4 left at Finn Park and 8 away, so it's going to be a difficult ask, because every game's a hike for us. You know, we're back down here next Saturday, and then we're away to Treaty the following week. So it was always going to be a tough 3 weeks for us. But look here, we'd move on to the next one.
Yeah, that's the last question I'll ask you, Darren, about the cup match in 8 days' time. You have to travel back down here. How difficult is that? Like, the journey, number one, and playing against the best team in your league, number two.
It's difficult. There's no point telling any lies. You know, we left Finn Park at 8:30 this morning. We stopped in Galway for soup and sandwiches. We then obviously went to the Rochestown Hotel for our pre-match, and then we came here. We leave to go back up home, and some boys will not be home to 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's a 22-hour round track for us. But as I've said before, we've all signed up for it, and it'll be an even tougher one for us next week, because the game kicks off at 5 p.m. instead of 7:45. So that'll be a tough evening for us. But look, again, we'll embrace the challenge, and hopefully we can come down, put on the same type of performance, and maybe sneak a result. It certainly would be, because as you've rightly said, they are the best side in the country. I think they did go 16 or 17 points clear now, so they're 15. They're 15 clear. 15 clean sheets. So I have to say, the two centre halves, I was a defender myself, the two centre halves are proper old school centre halves. They like heading the ball, and they like, you know, and they both can play. So look, their foundation's built on their back four and their goalkeeper, with three wonderful footballers in the middle of the park, and then he takes off one and he brings on Healy. He just adds to it. You know, they've quality and the strength and depth, and Tim rotates the squad very well. So again, it'll be a hugely difficult game for us.
And look, it's tonight, Darren. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
You know, we'll see you again next week.
See you next Saturday.
Safe home.
Thank you.
Safe home.